Amen again. Oh, come on, come on. He's better than that. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Holy is the Lamb. We praise the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's the Lamb of God, slain for our sins. There's a little song that I'm hoping that you don't mind singing with me this morning just for a minute. It just goes, "Just as I am without one plan, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come, I come." I just need a few worshipers to just stand on their feet with me right now as we just worship him. I just want to worship him in this place. Thank you, Jesus, O Lamb of God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful. I said, I'm grateful. I'm grateful that he's calling me. Come, come, come. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We praise him in this place this morning. We honor him in this moment today. For the great sacrifice of Calvary on our behalf. Thank you, Lord. When I close my eyes, I see him hanging there. And I know that he died for me. Paid the price for my sins. Come on, everybody, just lift your hand and worship him now. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. And that thou bidst me come to thee. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Come to thee, O Lamb of God. I come. We come this morning. We come. Broken people. We know that we have disappointed you so many times. And you had every right to say, "I'm done with you." You had every right to wash your hands and be free from us. But we thank you, Jesus, that you took on our frame, and you will forever be joined to us, broken humanity. Thank you, Jesus, that although you could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and to set you free, thank you, Jesus, that although you were not guilty, you could have said, "Take me away, I'm not going to pay." You made my problem your problem. You paid the penalty for our sins. For that we say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We pray today that you'll remove every distraction and draw us close to you in this moment. Speak a word to our hearts that will bless us and move us to a closer walk with thee. In Jesus' name, let everybody say amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Please remain standing for scripture. Let's remain standing as we read the word of the Lord today. I know you're ready to sit down, but actually you should stand with me for the whole sermon. People stand for the whole football game, 4 hours, pre-game and post-game. I wish I had a witness. I wish I had a witness. Come on, somebody. We come to church and we want to snuggle into the seat and lean back. But I challenge you this morning. Let's give God everything that we have. The Bible tells us in our scripture reading, Luke 23:13. What, everybody? Verse 13. Then And I find no fault in this man concerning those things of which you accuse him. And indeed, nothing deserving of death has been done by him. Next verse. Verse 17. Verse 18. And they cried out at once, saying, "Away with this man, and release to us Barabbas." Next verse. 19. Can we get to 19? Well, that's good enough. We'll do the rest a little later. Release to us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. Give us Barabbas. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. And just a reminder that next week's Sabbath, I begin a series on Islam and Christianity. You want to be here for that. I begin a series on Islam and Christianity. I'm going to review the birth and the history of Islam. We're going to talk about the Prophet Muhammad. We're not going to speak in derogatory ways, but we're going to make some comparisons between him and Jesus. Is that all right, everybody? But I want to be Muslim friendly. You didn't hear what I just said. So we're going to use some stuff from the Quran to also educate even some of our Muslim brothers and sisters about what their own book says about Jesus. Is that all right, everybody? In the name of Jesus, give us Barabbas. It is striking that when Pilate gave his closing remarks, his closing statements about Jesus, he said of him, "I have examined this man and I find no fault in him." And really, one has to ask, how could anybody find fault with Jesus? Here's a man who would heal the sick, a man who would cleanse the leper, man who would raise the dead, man who had fed 5,000 hungry people. Come on now, with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Here's a man that had done good wherever he went. Lives were changed by the hand of Jesus. And everybody who came in touch with him left better than he found them. Is there anybody who knows what I'm talking about? Because if you come in contact with Jesus for real, you'll find yourself better than when he first found you. Can I get a witness, somebody? Look at somebody, tell them, Jesus made me better. Come on, Jesus made me better. And so it was. Pilate declared, "I find no fault in Jesus." And thinking that the people whom he had blessed, the same people who on Palm Sunday had cried, "Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." He was thinking to himself, these same people who had been healed and blessed and lifted up by Jesus, that they would honor him. And so he made an absurd request. He said, "Now, it is customary that during Passover, someone is released to you. I offer you 2 options. I'll either release Jesus or I can release Barabbas." Now, There's no way on God's green earth that Pilate would have thought the people would have said, "Give us Barabbas." When Pilate looked at Jesus, he saw purity. When he looked at Jesus, he saw holiness. When he looked at Jesus, he saw righteousness. When he looked at Barabbas, there was no comparison. For Barabbas, the Bible tells us, when you look at the text, the Bible says Barabbas was a thief. He was guilty of sedition and murder. Nobody in their right minds would have chosen Barabbas over Jesus. But let me tell you, when the devil gets a hold of your mind, there's no telling what you will do. Can I talk about it for a minute? You see people doing things and you know there's no way that they would do that if they were in their right mind. Because if you give yourself over to the devil, he will mess you up. Am I talking to somebody today? The devil will stomp on you. He will twist you. He will turn you. He will wreck your life. You got to keep your eyes on the prize. Can I get a witness, somebody? Now, think about the name Barabbas. The name Barabbas is an interesting name. The name means Bar Abbas. Now, everybody knows that Bar means son of. Simon, Bar Jonah. Are you with me, everybody? Son of. So Bar means son of. Abbas, are y'all with me this morning? The word Abbas means father, as in Abba, father. Father, father. So when you combine the name Bar Abbas, it means son of the father. Are you still with me? Now, here's the thing that blew my mind. In most ancient manuscript, the word Jesus appears before Barabbas. So his right name was Jesus Barabbas. Is anybody awake this morning? Matter of fact, scholars suggest that some scribe, in translating from the Greek and the Aramaic, saw Jesus before Barabbas and decided to remove it because it was not a good thing to associate such a holy name with such a terrible man. Are y'all with me today? But in the original text, the term, his right name is Jesus Barabbas. Now, I want you to think about what Jesus Barabbas means, because the Bible says his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. So Jesus means Savior. Now, look at what that would mean for Barabbas. Jesus Barabbas. It would be Savior, son of the Father. Ooh, touch your neighbor, tell him, you better wake up for this one. The Bible tells us in verse 19 of Luke 23 that this Barabbas was guilty of sedition made in the city and for murder. He was an insurrectionist. He was, watch this, he was a false Messiah. Barabbas was a false Messiah. As a matter of fact, you should know, watch this now. The cross on which Jesus was crucified was not intended for Jesus. The cross was actually intended for Barabbas. Matter of fact, it was to be Barabbas in the middle and the two friends of Barabbas. They were in Barabbas' gang.
The one on the left, the one on the right were Barabbas's boys. And Barabbas was to be in the middle. There's a whole sermon there. Because Jesus took the place of the worst of the worst. The cross was not intended for Jesus. It was intended for the worst of the worst. I said the cross was not intended for Jesus. It was intended for the worst of the worst. You didn't hear me yet. I said the cross was not intended for Jesus. It was intended for somebody else. His cross was intended for the worst of the worst of us. Paul says, chief of sinners though I be, come on somebody, Jesus shed his blood for me, died that I might never die, died that I might live on high, as the branch is to the vine. I am his and he is mine. Jesus did not take the position on the right hand of the cross or the left hand of the cross. He was right in the middle. He died the worst of criminals that he might save the worst of sinners. Somebody ought to say amen today. He's in the middle. He's in the middle. He's in the middle of my stuff, in the middle of my mess, in the middle of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for being the man in the middle. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So, Barabbas, Pilate offered the people two options. I got Jesus, the Christ. I got Barabbas. Jesus, Savior, Son of the Father. Who do you want me to release to you? The real Jesus? The miracle worker? The life changer? The transformer? Or do you want the fake Messiah? There is in our world today vast amount of hero worship, false messiahs who would deliver from something, and our world clamors for false Barabbases. We are glorifying in our world today the wrong people. I didn't hear anybody say amen. It is a deplorable weakness of our times. or if we like it better, it's one of the fashions or crazes to which human nature at times gives itself up to. The heroes of the crowd, of the great mass of people, are not the good men anymore, not the men of light and leading, not the men of morally great or even intellectually great capacities, not the men or women who are strength and salt and light in the earth. The heroes we worship today are sports heroes. Come on, somebody. We worship sports heroes. We want to worship football stars and basketball stars, and everybody is LeBron James crazy. Can I get a witness? Or Steph Curry crazy? Or we want to wear the Pittsburgh Steelers sign, or we want to wear the Baltimore. Am I talking to anybody yet? And you know I'm coming to the Cowboys. Everybody want to wear the star. We are caught up in hero worship. This is my boy. I am a Franco Harris guy. I'm a Terry Bradshaw guy. I'm a Ray Lewis guy. I'm a Donovan McNabb guy. I'm a Emmett Smith guy. I'm a Zeke guy. But here's the question. Are you a Jesus guy? And some of us are more serious about sports than we are about Jesus. Am I messing with anybody yet? And I must tell you, I like sports. Can I tell you the truth? I like sports. I like any kind of sports. I even watch hockey during the playoffs. Y'all didn't. Yes, I do. I watch skiing. I watch golf. I like sports. Anybody? No, don't raise your hand. Don't raise your hand. if there's a ball, if somebody's running, if somebody's jumping, if there's competition, I'll watch it. Is there anybody like me? Don't raise your hand. Just don't. And some of us, we are addicted to ESPN. You heard the same story this morning on SportsCenter. Guess what? This evening, we're watching SportsCenter again. At 11 o'clock, all they're saying is the same thing they said this morning. Can I get a witness, somebody? But let me get off sports for a minute. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just about hero worship of sports figures. Some of us are worshipers of political figures. Come on now. We love President Obama. Come on, somebody. Anybody love Barack Obama? We love Barack Obama. And we got his picture of him and Michelle and Sasha and Malia in our home. And we look at him and we miss him. Do I have any witnesses out there? Especially in this time of absolute madness. Bombs dropping now. Warships sailing now. Come on, somebody. Watch this. I'm going to pivot here, but I need you to stay with me because it's the truth. Here's the problem. Our world is looking for people who make promises that they know they can't keep. Barabbas, ladies and gentlemen, was about the liberation of Israel, but it was a promise that he could not keep. As a matter of fact, Barabbas, he was a guy looking for the shortcut, the easy way out. Come on, somebody. He was a guy that said, I can do it, and he wanted to do it his way. That's why he ended up being such a vile person, a fake Messiah, promising something that no human being could deliver in their own strength. Can I tell you this? We have, as a nation, decided that we're going to select somebody that made us promises that God and man knows that he could not keep. And now he's flip-flopping all over the place. But that's what happens when you choose Barabbas. And the challenge and tragedy of it is that the present leader, our present leader, was elected by majority Christians. Christian people say, we don't want somebody who's graceful and who is peaceful. We sick of Barack Obama. Come on, somebody. We want somebody who's a hell raiser. We want somebody who's going to drop the mother of all bombs. Can I get a witness, somebody? The nation says, we want to stomp out all our enemies. We don't want to save them. We don't want to preach the gospel to them. We want to wipe them out. Christians decided, this is who we want. Barack Obama was too graceful. He was too peaceful. He was too kind. He was too forgiving. Do I have any witnesses out there? I'm not saying he was like Jesus, but I'm saying he had some good qualities that most people don't want. We live in a world today where people want the hooligan, the ruffian, the roughneck. And I heard women say, I don't want him. He's too nice. Come on, somebody. I want a roughneck. I want somebody who's a bike riding roughneck. Am I talking to anybody here? Come on now. He got too much church in him. Now I need somebody who got a little bit of edge to him. In other words, I need somebody with a little bit of devil. Am I talking to anybody yet? The option was peace, love, forgiveness, healing, salvation. Jesus, the real Jesus. They said, no, forget about it. We want Barabbas. Here's the shocking thing. Again, I come back to where I started. Barabbas has the temerity to have a name that means the same thing as the name of Jesus. Savior, Son of the Father. All that glitters is not gold. Are you listening to me? Don't believe every story. Can I talk to somebody here today? You got to take time to ensure that what is being given to you is not the fakest of all fakes, a $3 bill. You got to take time to examine the story that you're being told to make sure that it is real, that it is authentic, because Jesus himself makes it very clear. There's a whole lot of fake in the world. There's a whole lot of fraud in the world. There are many fake and false messiahs in the world, and they are able to be so deceptive. As a matter of fact, every fake messiah has had a significant following. The television is attracted to fake messiahs. Just saw that there's a Messiah Jesus in Hawaii. But my Bible tells me, if you hear that he's in Hawaii, don't go. If you hear that he's in D.C., don't go. Come on, somebody. For as the lightning shineth from the east, even unto the west, even so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye, I didn't hear you say amen, every eye will see him. Many fake messiahs, but only one real Jesus. Somebody ought to say amen out there. Crowd is easily deceived. They are gullible, vulnerable, listening to everything that comes across the airwaves. Here's the question. Here is the question that I posit to you. The same question that Pilate offered to the crowd. Whom do you choose? I offer you the fake or the real. I offer you Jesus Barabbas or Jesus of Nazareth. I don't know about you, my friends, but I choose Jesus of Nazareth. I'd say I choose Jesus of Nazareth, for he's my bread when I'm hungry. He's water when I'm thirsty. Can I get a witness? He's light when I'm in darkness. He's my peace when I'm in turmoil. Give me Jesus. He's my bridge over troubled water. He's my tunnel through the high mountain. Give me Jesus. He's joy in sorrow. He's hope for tomorrow. Give me Jesus. He's a roadmap when I'm lost. He's a song in the night. Come on, somebody. Give me Jesus. He's Savior. He's Master. He's Lord. He's King of Kings. He's Power. Give me Jesus in the morning when I rise. In the morning when I rise. Give me Jesus. Oh, dark midnight, turn to day. Dark midnight, turn to day. Give me Jesus in the morning. Give me Jesus at noonday. Give me Jesus in the midnight hour. Give me Jesus, for he is the best thing that ever happened to me. Somebody ought to give him a praise. He's my Lord. He's my Savior. He's my friend. He's my keeper. He's my, somebody give him a praise. He's everything. He is everything. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, how sweet the name. Jesus. Every day the same. Jesus. Let all saints proclaim, I want the real Jesus. He's worthy praise forever. You want him? Stand with me right now. If he's yours and you are his, just stand up on your feet with me right now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Fake Barabbases. People in whom we put our trust and our hope. Many of them void of character, as was Barabbas. Carrying the same name as truth, but full of corruption. Lord Jesus, we want you. We want your joy, your forgiveness, your healing, your blessings, your hand upon our lives. Jesus, we choose you again and again and again. Now, Lord Jesus, we pray for somebody under the sound of my voice who needs to make a decision for you. They've been looking at the fake and many times been deceived by the fraud, but after this message today, they want to say, I give myself to Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Today, if you want to make a decision, you walked in this place, you were not in a saving relationship with Christ. You were not surrendered in your walk to him and with him. But after hearing this word today, you want to lift your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me. I want to give my life to Jesus right now. I'm sick of the fake Barabbases. I'm sick of the promises the devil makes that he will never keep. I'm following Jesus all the way. Just raise your hand right now if you want Jesus. If you want his salvation, thank you. God bless you, my brother, my sister. Come here, my brother. Come here, my sister. Come. Come, sis. Come, brother. Come. I want to pray for you right now. Come, my brother. Hallelujah. Come on. I choose Jesus. Come, sis. Somebody else who just wants to come right now. Oh, God bless you. Who else is coming? God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you, my sister. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. Happy Sabbath. God bless you, my brother. You can have. Stay right here. This world, give me Jesus. Somebody else who just wants to raise their hand and say, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Raise your hand right now. Raise it. Raise it. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. You want Jesus. You want all that he has for you. You may have all this world. Give me Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Somebody else who just wants to come. I give you a chance right now to step out of the aisle and walk down front here and receive Jesus as your Savior, as your Lord, as your friend, as your healer, as your deliverer, as your victory. Today's your day. You can choose Barabbas. You can choose the fake. The fake is all around you. It's easy to choose the fake because the fake is rambunctious and noisy. But Jesus comes, hallelujah, that still small voice says, I've loved you with an everlasting love. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, God. Praise God. Somebody else right now, stop resisting. Turn it over to Jesus. Give him your life. Dark midnight, turn today. He will turn your dark midnight into day. Yes, he will. Because he is the light of the world. He's the light in dark places. Somebody else, this is your last chance to say, yes, Lord, I take my stand on your side. Come on, brother. Come on. Come on, sis. Come on. Move out of the aisle. Somebody who wants to join this church. You want Bible study. You want to be a part of what God is doing here at the Church of the Oranges. God is moving. God is moving. He's saving people. He's healing people. He's delivering people. People are experiencing exponential growth in their walk with God. Spirit of God is moving in this house. I want to call somebody today who wants Bible study. You want to be a part of this church. Slip out of the aisle right now. Come down front. You want to be a part of this church. Come. Come. We want you. God wants you. Heaven yearns for you. Holy Spirit is pushing you. Come on right now in the name of Jesus. You may have all this world. You may have all this world. Give me Jesus. Father God in heaven, I pray now for these who have come, who responded to your call. I pray your covering over their lives. Bless them, O God, with supernatural blessings. May they know that right now there's a smile on your face because somebody has responded to the call of grace. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll cover them with your righteousness, that you'll sustain them by your power, that you'll undergird them by your mighty hand. Be their righteousness. Be their victory, their fortitude. Be for them everything that they need you to be, O God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your mighty visitation in this place. In Jesus' name, let everybody say amen and amen. Now, before you leave, this is what I need you to do. Follow this gentleman right here. I just want you to follow him. We want to get your information, keep you in our prayers. God bless you. God bless you.